This is Fresh Air. Lydia Lovelace is a 25-year-old singer-songwriter from Ohio who began her career at age 14, performing in a band with her sisters and her father. Since launching a solo career, she's made 4 albums, the latest of which is called Real. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
When I'm watching on TV,
Lydia Lovelace sings in the musical equivalent of declarative sentences. She states observations, descriptions, and approximations of her emotions with direct language that doesn't have much use for metaphor or decoration. This, combined with her guitar playing on a song such as Midwestern Guys, gives many of her songs a tough edge. Lovelace traffics in songs that treat satisfying relationships as rare, fresh things that tend to spoil quickly. She doesn't spare herself in the part she may play in these scenarios. On the song called European, she admits she's blown up a perfectly good romance and is now reveling in remorse, or as she says at one point, "I just want to write what's been feeling so wrong."
There's a light on in your attic, I can see it. Flashes for a dirty boy like me. There's a heartbeat on the air tonight, I hear it. Whispering beat, 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 beat. What's it gonna take for you to let me inside?
Lovelace is sufficiently intriguing and elusive to some that she's the subject of a new, as yet unreleased documentary called Who is Lydia Lovelace? Her music gets slotted into various commercial categories: country, Americana, folk rock, which usually ends up meaning the songs accumulate to form their own genre. That's true of one of the album's most striking songs called Longer, which on its surface is an example of what the poet Frank O'Hara once referred to as his "I do this, I do that" poems. Lovelace sings of banal activities as distractions to keep her from being overwhelmed by gloominess or depression.
Again.
song is called Longer because of the line, "Give me just a little bit longer to get over you." What the key word also reminded me of is a variation on it, longing, the ache of desire. Lydia Lovelace is an excellent artist about the nature of longing, the way it can pull you down and threaten to smother you, or awaken you to new possibilities for connection and emotional satisfaction.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Real, the new album by Lydia Lovelace. On tomorrow's show...
So how you doing?
I feel great.
You know, I've been Googling brain tumors. A lot more common than you think.
John Krasinski, who co-starred in The Office, directed and stars in the new film The Hollers, about a dysfunctional family dealing with the illness of its matriarch, played by Margot Martindale. We'll talk with Krasinski about the film and his 9 seasons on The Office. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. We'll end today's show with jazz harmonica player Toots Thielemans, who died yesterday at the age of 94. Harmonica is not an unusual instrument in blues and rock, but Thielemans made it a serious instrument in the world of jazz. If you aren't familiar with his records, you've probably heard his playing on the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy and in the opening theme of Sesame Street. This is him playing La Vie en Rose. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.